Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We are on Chav Tes Amid Beis, we're up to the Gemara. So before we do the Gemara, we just have to review the Mishnah for 1 minute. The Mishnah said that, just look at the first line of the Mishnah. Zahaklal, kol ha-shochet, v'ha-makabel, v'ha-mahalech, v'ha-zorek, lechol davar shadarka lechol, l'hak davar shadarka l'hakter, k'zayis. Chutzum komo apostle, embo kores, chutzum mano pigol, v'chel of kores. Right? No, that's not the issue. Oh, then we... Okay, sorry, keep going. Ubovachi karev hamater kimitzvaso. Ketzad karev hamater kimitzvaso. What does that mean? Everything else has to be perfect. So we said, shachat b'shtika, then kiba v'holach v'zarak, with thoughts of chutzum kuzmano, o shashachat chutzum komo, v'kiba v'holach... Okay, so then it's all going to be... I'm sorry. Go back, go to the 1, 2, 3, fourth line, in the fourth wide line of the Gemara. Lechol kizayis bachutz, kizayis lamachar. This is what you need to know. Fourth wide line, it's still in the Mishnah. It's a new topic. Fourth wide line down, a new topic. Lechol kizayis bachutz, kizayis lamachar. If you have in mind to eat a kizayis bachutz and a kizayis lamachar. Kizayis lamachar, kizayis bachutz. Chatzi zayis l'bachutz, chatzi zayis l'machar. Chatzi zayis l'machar, chatzi zayis b'chutz. Pasul ve'ein bo kares. It's pasul, and there is no kares. Why is there no kares?
You don't have a kazayis of
the... That's not why. It's no kares, because the rest of the avodah wasn't perfect. You have two bad thoughts.
Right.
That's why. Right?
Not because you don't have a kazayis of...
You have something else. Here's the rule: if the zman thought comes first, pigul, and you get kares for that. Why? Because he holds. Right. We're going to see what. So what? So what? At time he had the machshava. Boom! You're done. Pigle's done. I had a bad thought afterwards. Doesn't hold from that. If machshavas ha-makom, kardel machshavas hazman. What if the machshavas ha-makom comes before the machshavas hazman? Well, there is no courage for that. In a chenami, pasul ve'in bo courage. Pasul, no courage for that. Ve'cham omrim zev zev pasul ve'in bo courage. In both cases, it's puzzle, the ain bo kares.
So how do you ever get people?
You don't have any other bad thought. Only have one bad thought, not two bad thoughts.
You have to have two.
Right? Good? Good?
Yeah.
Good?
Right.
Yeah? What's your question? Ask.
You only have, of course, if you eat the carbon, if you have that bad mashal.
Yes. Right? Yes. Lechol chatzi zayis lahakdir. Chatzi zayis. You have a bad thought to burn half on the mizbeach at the wrong time or place, and then to eat yourself half the wrong time and place. Kosher, that's not a pigle. She'ain achila v'atara mitzdarfen. They don't combine. Okay, that's later in the week. Amar Ilfa. Ilfa said the following: Machlokes b'shtei avodos. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not you have another thought can ruin your carbon, is only by two avodos. Says Rashi, Daha diktani seifa, kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. What if he had a thought like that? Kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. The Palim of Yehuda Allah, Yehuda argued on that, and said, no, that could be pigle. B'shtei avodos mairi. It's only talking about two avodos. Ki reisha, in the reisha of the Mishnah, Sheshachar almanas lechol kazayis lamachar v'kibal almanas lechol kazayis bachutz. The Reisha said that. Aha, who the Palag of Yehuda? Yehuda argues in the entire Mishnah. Shari hukva lupigol v'sulo asa machsheves pasul umafakale. What? Because you can't have two bad thoughts. And Yehuda said you can't have two bad thoughts only by two avodos. Says Ilfa, only by two avodos. Aval ba'avoda achas. What if it's one avoda? Divri hakol irv machshavas havi. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree It's a too many machshavos and no pickle. You hear what Ilfa said? Ilfa says a big chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda argued on the Mishnah, on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can have two bad thoughts. Why not? No. Why can't you have two bad thoughts? How does a second bad thought save your pickle? It doesn't, says Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't save your pickle, right? If the machshava says man is first, you get curries. If it's not first, you get spiggle. It's the not curries. Says Ilfa, that's only if it's two different avodos. I did halacha like this and zrika with that thought. Then Rabbi Yehuda says it's a pshat. But if it's one avoda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that two thoughts is a problem. Right. He holds, like the Chachamim, that two thoughts is not a problem.
It means
it's not pigle, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ach ba'avoda achas machlokas. Even by one avoda, it's still a machlokas. Bishlam l'ilfa, it's ilfa makes sense. You know why? Midereisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, that said, shachar chutz l'zmano. Kibel v'holach v'zara chutz l'mkomo. That's clearly two avodos, clearly. B'shtei avodos, seifa nami, b'shtei avodos. So the seifa was, lecho chutz l'machar, kazayis l'machar. Lecho kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. That's also two avodos. That makes sense. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan, reisha b'shtei avodos, v'seifa b'avoda achas? Switching gears? In the beginning, they're talking about two avodos clearly. So this cryptic second part of the Mishnah, we don't know what the Mishnah is saying, really. It says, lechol kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. In that second part of the Mishnah, right? Reisha b'shtei avodos, seifa b'avoda achas? Could that be? Yes, it can be. Reisha b'shtei avodos, Reisha is talking about two avodos, seifa, bein b'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos. Okay?
Okay,
good. Tanan. Now, what did our Mishnah say? Amar Yehuda, Zehaklal. Here's the rule. Im machsheves hazman, kodlam machsheves hamakom. If the machsheves hazman came first, pigol, v'chayav and olav kares. It's pigol, and you're chayav kares. Got it?
That's man. Okay.
What?
That's on zman.
Right. Now, and what if it's the other way around?
According to this, if it's on the other way around, it's not
it's pigle. Still possible, but it's not pigle. Why? Because right. It's never kares on machsheves hamakom.
Right.
Now, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Diktoni Zaklal. That's why it says Zaklal. What does that mean, that's why it says Zaklal? Because we're saying a new thing, that the Reisha was talking about Avoda Achas. I'm sorry. The Reisha was talking about Shtei Avodos, right? And the Seifa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is talking about Avoda Achas. Zaklal, Rashi says, Lasuye Avoda Achas. To clue you in that even one avoda, el ilfa my zaklal, right? Okay, kasha. That's a kasha. Okay, it's a good kasha. Okay. Now, what is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that second thought doesn't ruin your pigle? It's still pigle. You have a second thought. It's still pigle. The Tanakhama holds if you have two thoughts. It's not pigle anymore. Why? Because pigle means only one mistake and everything else is perfect. What if I have two mistakes? What if I have two mistakes?
Not pigle.
Not pigle. Yehuda says, yes, it is. What's Yehuda's reason? So, we're going to think the reason is as follows. Tanan Hasam. There's a Mishnah in a few places. It's in Baba Kam, it's in Temura. It says like this. Harezet Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlamim. You're not allowed to exchange an animal. So I have an ola over here. And I say, I'm exchanging it for a different animal. Now, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Right? So, harei zeh tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. What if I say that? Not only do I say that, but I say two animals. Harei zeh tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. What am I saying even?
It can't be.
So, harei zeh tmuras ola, divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, it's a tmuras ola. Why is it a tmuras ola? Rashi says, Tofes Lashon Rishon. The first thing that comes out of your mouth is what counts. Ve'ein Kedusha Chola Al Kedusha. Once it's already Kodesh, you can't have Kodesh on top of it. Okay? So if someone says Tmuras Ol or Tmuras Shlamim, what did he mean? Okay. We don't know what he meant. What are we paskening? Tmuras Ol. Why? It's the first thing out of his mouth. Amar Rabbi Yossi, 1 second, not so fast, says Rabbi Yossi. Im lekach neschavin tchila. What if you want? What did you want? What did you want to say? Hoel v'e efshe lahotzi shtei shemos ka'achas. You wanted it to be chal on both. But you can't say two things at once. Only God can say two things at once. You can say the whole Seres HaDibros and one Neshima. We can't do that. We have to say things in consecutively. Right? So, but you really want it to be both. Dvar Yif Kayamin. Then it'll work. What does that mean, it'll work? We'll see in a minute. V'im Misha Amar Harezet Tumor's Ola. What if you said this? You said Tumor's Ola. You want it to be an Ola. But Vinimach, then you change your mind. Oh, I didn't mean to say Ola. Avama Harezet Tumor Shlamim. I meant to say Shlamim. Harezet Ola. That's too late. It's an Ola. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, do they argue? No? It doesn't seem like they argue? Of course they're arguing. Reb Meir said...
He's saying something different, though. He's saying that...
That means they're arguing. They're saying something different. Okay. Reb Meir said, Tofis Lashon Rishon.
Right.
Right? What did Reb Yossi say? It depends. If you wanted to say both, if you wanted the Kedusha to be Chal on both, but you can't say two things at once, Kedusha to Chal on both. Did Reb Meir say that? Reb Meir didn't give any provisos. What did Reb Meir say? Tofis Lashon Rishon. What's Reb Yossi say? Well, it depends. If you wanted it to be both, then it's both. If you said Ola, and then you made a mistake, you want to change your mind, that you can't change your mind. Okay? Are they arguing? Another basic Gemara is going to say they're not arguing. It sounds like they're arguing. It sounds like they're arguing, right? For purposes of today, right now they're arguing, right? They're not saying the same thing at all. What did Meir say? Tovas Lashon Rishon. What did Biosi say? He didn't say Tovas Lashon Rishon. He didn't say that. He said, it depends. If you want it to be chal on both, it's chal on both. If you want it to be chal on one, and then you want to change your mind, you can't change your mind. Why? Maybe he does hold Tofas Lashon Rishon in that case. Maybe he does. Why can't you change your mind? You can't change your mind. Okay.
Does he have two korbanos that he's bringing anyway?
No. No.
One animal,
and he wants to transfer. So the Gemara is going to, well, see, wait 10 seconds, I'll have an answer to your question. Iboilahu.
Does it have to be
What?
Nothing
to do with that. Yeah. Nothing to do with that. Iboy lahu. Harezet tmuras ola ushlamim mahu. What if someone said that? Ushlamim. What's the difference? Says Rashi in the Rashi of Iboy lahu. Harezet tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. Mi amrinan. Do we say like this? Ha depolag Rameyav Amar Tofis Lashon Rishon. When does Rameyav say Tofis Lashon Rishon? Mishum de Amar tmuras trezimni. He said Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim. He said the word Tmuras twice, V'havile K'nimlach. And it's as if he changed his mind. Right? Aval Hacha, the Amar Tmuras Ola Ushlamim. But when he says Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, what is that? That's Chadiburu. It's one statement. Therefore, V'tarvayhu Chayli. The Kedusha will fall on both animals. How could the Kedusha fall on two animals? O Dilma, or maybe, Tofis Lashon Rishon, maybe we still say in this case, even though he said and. I want it to be Ola and the Shlomim. We didn't say the word Tumur twice. La'ola, Upashta Kedushas Ola Bekula, and the Kedusha of the Ola takes, all the Kedusha falls on the Ola, Fesu lo Asil Shlomim V'chayli. There's no Kedusha left to fall on the Shlomim. And what if it's on both? So you sell both, and half the money you buy an Ola, and half the money you buy a Shlomim. So what about the case of Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, without the word Tumur twice? What's the story there? Does the mayor there say Tofas Lashon Rishon or not? Lachatzos Mahu. Not sure what this question means. If you want to make half to be Shin Ola and half to be Ushlamim, Mahu, what's the story? It's Amar Abaya. Okay, you're going to get complicated now. Amar Abaya. Baha Vadai Moder Reb Meir. Reb Meir for sure holds in this case, right? Both of them. Same case. Over there, Abaya says, Rameir agrees, there's no Tofis Lashon Rishon. Why is there no Tofis Lashon Rishon? Why not? Why not?
One statement.
Because it's one statement. Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. There's no Rishon. It's one statement. If I said Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamim, it's two different statements. Tumuras Ola Ushlamim.
That phrase isn't even possible. How can it be Tumura Ola Vishlamim?
What you're doing is you have an Ola, yeah. You want to transfer it to two other animals, or to two, or to make to another animal half and half. No such thing. Yeah. So you sell that animal.
And you buy two?
And you spend half the money on an Ola and half the money on a Shlamim. Not so crazy. The point is, we don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon there. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Abaye says we don't say it. In that case, we don't say it. Why don't we say it? Because the only time, according to Abaye, the only time Reb Meir says Tafas Lashon Rishon is when it's clear he's saying two different things. Right. He's saying one thing. Happens to be, it's one thing with two statements, but it's one statement. It's still a machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir really and Reb Yossi. Okay? Good?
I don't know yet.
Amar Rava, La Abaya, according to you, Abaya, Lidi Dach, according to you, Da Marta, Bahavade Mode Reb Meir, that Reb Meir agrees that what? That if you say two things in one statement, we don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon, right? We don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon. By the way, the Gemara is going to say in 5 minutes that Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah, who said what? He said that if you have two bad thoughts, it's still piggle. Why is it still piggle? So the Gemara is going to say, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Meir, the Tafas Lashon Rishon. So the first thing that comes out of your mouth, or the first thought that you have in your head, is piggle, and anything afterwards doesn't change a thing. So the same Shita says Rava, according to you, Abaya, that if it's one statement, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Tafas Lashon Rishon, if it's one statement, Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, then our Mishnah makes no sense. Why? Because our Mishnah said, Hari Shchita. What about the Malach, the Avod of Shchita? The Avod of Shchita. The Lechi Lechatzos Dami. It's just like dividing up the animal into two other animals. It's the same idea. When I have an animal, I have an Ola. And I say, I want to make this Ola, Tumur's Ola, Shlamim. It's the Shchita and having two piggle thoughts is the exact same thing. Why? How so? How so? Hari Shchita. Look at the Rashi. The two Rashis now. With three Rashis. Hari Shchita. What the story with Shchita? Rashi says, Diktoni Masnisan. The Mishnah said, Lechol Zayitz Lamachar, Kizayitz Bachutz. If you're doing Shchita, and you have two thoughts. Right? What was the story with that case? Dechil Lechatzatz Domoy. Dilav mahadar amluche. You didn't change your mind. That's not changing your mind. At first I said kizayis lamacher. Then I'm changing my mind to kizayis lachutz. You're not changing your mind. What are you doing? What are you doing when you say both? You're not changing your mind. You're adding on. Says Rashi, why are you adding on? Listen to Rashi says. Shari kama kizayisim yeshba. There's enough kizayisim in the animal to have 400 piggles. How many kizayis are in an animal? A lot. More than one. So when you said those statements, you weren't changing your mind. You meant to say a kizayis lamachar and a kizayis lachutz. You meant to say both. Not changing your mind. Right? And what's the story with that case? What did the Chachamim say in that case? Is it piggle or not? No. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in that case?
It is.
Right. Abaya, you just said that one statement is no machlokas. You just said that. In the case of tumura into two different animals. You said that if you say tumura's shola ushlamim, one statement, no machlokas. Everybody agrees what? That it's chal.
Yeah.
It's chal. But over here, when you have two different thoughts, by one avoda, by shchita, you have two different thoughts, what's the story? There's still a machlokas.
Yeah.
But the Chachamim say, no piggle. Why no pickle? Two thoughts cancel each other out. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's still pickle. Why is it still pickle?
Can't you go by the worst thought?
What?
Can't you go by the worst
thought? No, because the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
So you have to
say, but they're saying that, but it's one statement. We don't hold on when it's one statement. I buy it, you're wrong. You hear? You hear that?
So it's how you phrase a statement.
Exactly. Look at the third Rashi, Pligi. For Kamar of Yehuda, Tofes Lashon Rishon. For Meir de Tumur B'Shitas of Yehuda, Masnis and Koi. For Meir and Yehuda saying the same thing. The Amrin and B'Shmaitzin, for Meir B'Shitas of Yehuda, Amra. For Meir and Yehuda saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. So Rabbi, you just said that in that case, there's no pigle. There's no tumura that Rameir would say different, but he thinks it's not true. So, Amale, so Abaya says back to Rava, what kind of question is that? Misavarta ener shchita el basof? What, do you think that shchita takes 1 second? Is that what you think? Yeshna shchita mitchila v'yad sof. Shchita doesn't take 1 second. It's a whole long process. U'mishna senu, the Amar, simon rishon chutzlus mano, simon sheni chutzum komo. By the first simon I had this thought. By the second, you said that yesterday, Mati. By the second simon I had that thought. Right? Therefore, it's not one statement like Tumur's Ola Ushlam. It's not. It's two different worlds. Therefore, there's still a machlokas. What about my case? What about the case over here by Tumura? Abai says, yeah, there's no machlokas. Because it's one statement. Here, it's like two statements. Why? Because it's two different avodas, really. It's within Shechita. But it's really one avoda. Says the Gemara, what about Hari Kmita? What about Kmitza? By Kmitza, you can't say that. What's Kmitza? It's only one act.
Right.
So you can't break up the Kmitza. Hare Kmitza, de l'chi l'chatza os dam yupligi. Kmitza, you can't say that part. Well, it's two different things. So by Kmitza, they still argue. So, first of all, give three answers. You answer the question?
Yeah, yeah.
When you do Kmitza, they're arguing again. Yeah. Can you have pigle by two different thoughts? Rabbi Huda said yes. And Rameir and the Chacham say, no, you can't. But Kmitza, how do you break up Kmitza? How do you break up Kmitza? And nevertheless, they still argue. Sabaya, you're wrong. Hasam Nami, Tikamar, Komets Mincha, Chutzlus Mano, Komets Lavona, Chutzlum Komo. What's the Kasha? The Kmitza for the flower had one thought, and for the Lavona had another thought. Says the Gemara, Hare Komets, the Rava keeps on going. Hare Komets, the Minchas Chote, the Leka Lavona, Behed Yupligi. What about a Minchas Chote? Well, there is no Lavona. So there's only one Aveira. So there's only one thought. There's only one action. One action, one thought. How could you break it up? So it says about a low pligi. They don't argue in that case. In a Hanami, they don't argue. Amravashi, Imtim Tzolom pligi. You can still say they argue. How could they argue? How could the bias still be right? Pligi bipsios. What about this? I'm walking toward the Mizbeach. I take one step, Chutzl's Mano thought. I take another step, Chutzl's Komo thought. So you can have more than one thought in the same Avoda. Well, who said not? Says Abaya, that's like two different avodas. Every step is another thing. Every step is another halacha. So you can have two different thoughts. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is it pigle? You have two different thoughts. Yes. Why? Tavos Lashon Rishon. What about the Chachamim? That's not pigle. Why? You can't have two thoughts. Only one thought.
Don't we have to say pigle has to be done at the time of the whatever Maisa?
The thought has to be at the time.
Correct. This is not doing it. It's doing it in advance.
No, halacha. I'm walking with the thing, going toward the Mizbeach. What? No. We can have pigle by any one of the four avodas.
It doesn't have to be at the start of the beginning of the...
No. No. We said that's what the Mishnah said. By Shechita, you were shosik. You were quiet. Now I'm walking and I'm thinking, ooh, I can't wait to eat this in 3 weeks from now. That's pigle right there. Right? So you walk one step thinking about Chutzl's man. You walk the second step thinking about Chutzl's komo. It's one avoda, but it's broken up into two different steps. Right? After it takes 20, 30 steps to get there, each avodah, you can have each step, you can have another thought. According to Rav Meir, that's going to be still, according to Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, pigle. Why? Tofes Lashon Rishon. According to the Chachamim, it's not pigle. Why not? Because they cancel each other out. What about our case? Our case was the case of Tumura. Tumura's Ola Ushlamim says Habay. That's Mamash one statement. Rav Meir would agree that there's no pigle. Rav Meir would agree that that's Chal. Okay. Yeah? We're going to get to that question. Rav Shimi bar Ashi, Masni Kedabaya, Rav Huna bar Arnasan, Masni Kedarava. Okay, Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Fine. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Rav Meir, what did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said that by Tumura we say Tofes Lashon Rishon. is kishitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. And that's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? If someone has two different piggle thoughts, it's not a problem. It's still piggle. They don't cancel each other out. Why not? Tavros Shemishon. I said piggle. Now, having a 5 minutes later, I have another piggle thought. So what? I said piggle. The same thought. It's the same shita. Tavros Lashon Rishon. Damar. Tavros Lashon Rishon. Ditnan. Amr Yehuda. Zaklal. Im Machshavas Hazman Kadma. Es Machshavas Hamakom. If the Machshavas Hazman comes before the Machshavas Hamakom, piggle v'chadol kares. It's piggle, and chayv kares for that. Amalei Abaya. Va'Amar Rabba Bar Barachana. Amr Yochanan. Ki Magash Lahul Reb Meir Reb Yosi. Bahadi Adadi Lo Pligi. If you think about the case of Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, they're not arguing. Didn't I say they are arguing? Didn't we say? Think much as v'lo pligi? Lo pligi? V'lo pligi? V'mifal pligi? They for sure argue. They for sure argue. Amalei pligi b'may de pligi? No, they argue in what they argue about. V'lo pligi b'may de lo pligi? And what they don't argue about, they don't argue about. What that means is, they're not arguing about Tofes Lashon Rishon or not. It's not what they're arguing about. So what are they arguing about? The Amar of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, Hakol Modim. Everybody would agree. Hechad the Amar, Tachol Zeh, V'achar Kach, Tachol Zeh. I want the Temura to go to an Ola, and then I want it to go to a Shlomim. Divi Hakol Lo Chayla. Nobody holds that works. Why? Why? Nobody holds Tofes Lashon Rishon. That's not what they're arguing about. Lo Tachol Zeh, Ela Im Kein Tachol Zeh. I don't want this to be chal. I don't want the old to be chal. Unless the shalom is chal, the divya kol chayla. Everyone holds that works. Keep pligi. What are they arguing about? One tiny case. The Amar tmuras ola tmuras shlomim. What is that statement? Tmuras ola tmuras shlomim. What is that? Reb Meir Savar midahavel lemeimar tmuras ola ushlomim. You should have said tmuras ola ushlomim. That's what you should have said. V'amar tmuras ola tmuras shlomim. What do you say like that for? Shmamina, Mahadar Kahadabe. You're retracting, right? And you don't have the right to retract. You can't retract. Therefore, it's an Ola. You can't retract.
What can you retract?
If you can't. You can't. You can't take it back. No back fees.
So is it piggle?
Yeah, no, not piggle. Tamura.
Tamura. I mean, so is it
yes, tamura? It's Tamura. But it's one animal.
Right.
Reb Yosi, Iyamr Tamura's Ola, Tamura Shlamim. If you would have said Tamura's Ola, Utamura Shlamim, says Reb Yosi, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Palga Tumor's Ola, U Palga Tumor Shlomim. What kind of stupid statement is that? Tumor's Ola, Tumor Shlomim. You went to Dafyomi, you know you can't do that. Oh, he meant to do half and half. And that's not what I meant. Therefore, Lach Yamar, Tumor's Ola, Tumor Shlomim. That's why he said, Tumor's Ola, Tumor Shlomim. Lim Emra, the Kuli Ola, U Kuli Shlomim Have. He wanted it to be a complete Ola and a complete Shlomim, which you can't do. So therefore, the Kiddush is chal on both. There's no such thing. You have to sell the animal and use half the money for each one. Okay? Okay. Abalei, so Rav Dimi said back to Abaya, who amar lo pligi? Vanami pligi. He said they're not arguing about Tufa Sosh Rishon, but I say they am. So there's a machlokes, what the machlokes is about. What are Rav Meir and Rav Yossi arguing about? Rav Dimi said they're arguing about Tufa Sosh Rishon, and this man, the Amar, Abaya said they're not. They're arguing about the funny case, why you said towards Ola, towards Shlomim. Because he didn't want, why you said that. Okay. All that was the easy part of today's daf. From now to the end, the daf is very hard. Okay? Very hard. Now, Amar Ula. Ula said, the Tamer of Oshia, in the name of Oshia, Efshin Yedayin Chavran Bavloi. Does anybody know the correct girsa of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, is it Kizayis Tanan? A Kohen says, Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Bachutz. Is it Kizayis Tanan? Or Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan? Or is it supposed to be a Vav in there? How does that change anything? It changes everything. Kizayis Tanan. It doesn't mean to say Kizayis. Avo Kizayis Vikizayis, Divriya Kol Ir Machshavas Hayu. But if you said Kizayis Vikizayis, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's a problem. That's a problem. There's no more piggle anymore. Why? Because the two thoughts contradict each other. Not contradict. The two Averis, two, and therefore there's no more piggle. If you said Kizayis, says Rabbi Yehuda, Tofes Lashon Rishon. That if you say Kezayis V'Kezayis, what is that? Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's not no more pickle. Why? Two bad thoughts.
It's one statement.
What?
It's one statement.
Right, exactly. O Dilma, or maybe no. Kezayis V'Kezayis Tanan. Maybe it's Kezayis V'Kezayis. How could that be? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, Pratahave. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's two different thoughts. And therefore, Tofes Lashon Rishon. V'cholshkin Kezayis Kezayis. And for sure, in a case of Kezayis V'Kezayis, it's for sure two thoughts. I don't know the answer. Says Ula, I don't know the answer. Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. Deboy mine Levi me Rebbe. Levi now asks a third question. Ready? Chishev le'echol Kezayis l'machar bachutz mahu. Says Levi to Rebbe, what's the story of someone has like this? A guy thinks, I'm going to eat a Kezayis l'machar bachutz. It's mamash wrapped up into one statement.
Right.
Mamash wrapped up into one. What's the story with that? You hear? Amalei zu shaila. That's an excellent question. Zu shaila. That's a shaila. Whoa. That's, I'm impressed with that shaila. But you know the answer is? Ir machshavas havi. It's, that's a problem.
Change of mind.
Huh? Yeah, it's
mind.
One thing wrapped up into two. Says Rebbe or Rav? Rebbe, I'm paskening Levi. It's one thought. It's ir machshavas, and therefore it's not pigle. It's an excellent question. Whew, that's a shaila. Excellent question. I'm a lefun of Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. So Reb Shimon says to his father Rebbe, what's such a, you told Preston that shaila? What kind of shaila was that? Lo mishnah seinuhi. It's a mishnah. Our mishnah said that. Lechol kezayis bachutz, kezayis lamachar, kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. Right? Chatzi zayis bachutz, chatzi zayis lamachar, chatzi zayis lamachar, chatzi zayis bachutz. Pasul v'en bo kares. It's pasul, but there's no kares. And what did Yehuda say? No, there is pigle, right? Ha'iduch. But the case that Levi asked you about, this third case that Levi asked you about, ha'iduch, the third case that Levi asked you about, ir machshavos havi. Everybody would agree it's ir machshavos. Why would everybody agree to that? Because that's the most unique case. If they're arguing about that case, that should have been in the Mishnah. The case is, kezayis makom bachutz. What's that one? Since that one's not in the Mishnah, what's in the Mishnah? Kezayis, kezayis. Now, what about the Vav? I don't know about the Vav yet. But this third case, it for sure there's no Shiloh. For sure they're not arguing. That's the most crazy one. That for sure should have been in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah.
What's the
case? Kezayis
what?
Kezayis lamachar bachutz. So that case is not in the Mishnah. Since it's not in the Mishnah, says Rebbe's son to Rebbe, obviously they're not arguing about it. What was Levi's big Shiloh? What was Levi such a gvaldik kasha? He's so impressed with that kasha. Not a kasha. Okay? Amalei, so Rebbe says back to his son, who shall be davar chachma? He asked me a very good kasha with chachma. Va'ata marta mishnah seinu. And you said it's only in the Mishnah? So he says to his son, you think it's only in the Mishnah? It's all from the Mishnah? He asked a very good question. Now, what's going on here? So in order to figure out what's going on, there are three cases in the Mishnah. There are three cases. There's Kezayis, Kezayis, right? Kezayis Bachutz, Kezayis Lamachar. We don't know what that is, but we do know one thing. The Tanakhama said, no pigle. Why? Combining. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there is pigle. Second case is Kezayis, Zikezayis. What's the story with that one? Same answer. Tanakhama says, no pigle. But we don't know what our Mishnah meant. We don't know, that's how we started off this Gemara. What did Mishnah mean? Kezayis, Kezayis, or Kezayis, V'Kezayis? Right? And then the third case is Levi's question. The third case is Levi's question. I'll say it outside. Rebbe's going to say to his son, Reb Shimon, you know why you said it's not a kasha? Because you learnt Kezayis, V'Kezayis. If you learnt Kezayis, V'Kezayis, that for sure includes Kezayis, Kezayis. Okay. For sure includes that. Why does it for sure include that? Because it's not a bigger chiddush.
Right.
If kezayis v'kezayis is two thoughts, then for sure kezayis kezayis is two thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you have those two cases, so the third case is not there, so to you it's obvious. It's not, the Mishnah left it out. Obviously, there's no argument about it. But Levi only learned Kezias, Kezias. You hear? Levi only learned Kezias, Kezias. So what about Kezias, Vikezias? Levi wasn't sure. What about the third case of Levi? He for sure wasn't sure about that. Yeah. That's what Rebbe said, explained to Reb Shimon. That's why you thought it so easy and he thought it so hard. Okay? Lididach, according to you, my son, Da'asin Chatarti, you have both cases. Kezias, Kezias, and Kezias, Vikezias. Lo Kashalach. Levi's case wasn't a kasha to you. It's obvious. It's not in the Mishnah. But Lididay, but according to Levi, Delo Asnau, Elachada. According to Levi, only case one, Kezias, Kezias is in the Mishnah. Therefore, Vishma'inu l'Rabbanon, but he heard the Rabbanon talking, but he went to Yeshiva, and he heard them schmoozing the Garsi Tarti. He heard that they were talking about the other case. What other case? The case of Kezias v'Kezias. V'Savar, wait a minute, said Levi, wait a minute. Didi Dafka, am I right? Is it only Kezias, Kezias? Vidid who? Ir Makshavas Havi? And all the other cases, since they're not in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's no pigle because there's Ir Makshavas? Oh, Dilma, maybe, wait a minute. Did who Dafka? Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. Vididi Shire Shirele. And I have a case missing. My case, I don't know about case number two. Kezias, Ukezias. I don't know. Kezias, Ukezias, Asne. Is Kezias, Ukezias mentioned? That's in part of the Mishnah. Halosh Yurihu. It's not left over then. Ella, Kezias, Kezias, Asne. So it must be that Levi only had in the Mishnah, only learned Kezias, Kezias. Right? He only had that one case. So therefore, what did he ask? Again, case number one is Kezias, Kezias. Case number two is Kezias, Vikezias. And case number three is Levi's question. So if Levi only had case number one, asks the Gemara, why did Levi ask about case number three? Why didn't he ask about case number two? Right? So with Tibayale Kezias, Vikezias. So why didn't he ask about case number two? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Suffer, Ibay Mine, Chada, Ishmael Tardi. Because if I ask case number three, I'll know the answer to case number two. Clearly. If I ask about that case, Hanicha Yamali Klala, then I'll have the answer if he gives me a general answer. What would it be a general answer? Right? That any time there's a machshava achas, then Rabbi Huda doesn't argue. So Kolskein, Kezias Lamachar Bachutz. So for sure, I'll know for sure, if Kezias U Kezias, Rabbi Huda doesn't argue, then for sure, Levi's case. What was Levi's case? Kezias Bachutz Lamachar. Okay. So for sure, that case, Rabbi Huda doesn't argue. If he doesn't argue with Kezias Ukezias, he for sure doesn't argue in the third case. El I Amrli Prata, but if I only would have asked him the second case, Kezias Ukezias, Akati Kezias Lamachar Bachutz, coming by Levi, I wouldn't know the answer to case number three. Why? Because case number two, maybe Tafas Lashem Rishon. So I wouldn't know the answer to case number three. So I have to ask case number three, and then I'll know the answer to case number two. But if I ask case number two, I won't know the answer to case number three. Ihachi hashtanami. Hatinach yamalei kareis lamacha bachotz. Prata. Kolshkein kezayis ukezayis. Okay, this one was hard. Ihachi hashtanami. Right? So what did he ask? He asked, what's the story with case number three? Kezayis Bachutz Lamachar. Right. That was his question, right? Now, so Hachi Hashta, Ihachi Hashtanami, Hatinachi Amalei Kezias Lamachar Bachutz is Prata, right? Kolshkein Kezias Ukezias. What does Prata mean? Prata means that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafis Loshon Rishon. Ella I Amalei Klala. Right? Akati Kezias Vikezias mi boyale. If it's a klal, in other words, a klal means that if Rebbe would have answered back to Levi, what's the case of Kezias Lamachar Bachutz? Levi would have answered back, oh, Ir Bachshavas. It's a combination. It doesn't tell me anything about Tafas Lashem Rishon or not. So how does answering question number three resolve question number two? It doesn't. So what kind of answer was that? I don't know if that's question number three, then I'll answer the question number two. No, you wouldn't. So the Gemara says, you know what? Imkain mirtas rasach. I ask too many questions, everybody's going to get angry at me. I'm bothering them with too many questions. They don't want to ask so many questions. They'll get angry at me. Hashta, kezayis v'kezayis, klala. If kezayis and kezayis is a klal, kezayis lamachar b'chutz mibaya? I have to ask question number three, right? And the Gemara stops. Hashta, kezayis klala. Then Levi will understand that kezayis lamachar b'chutz mibaya? He wouldn't have to ask that question, and he would for sure know that if he asked him in the general way, what's the story with Rabbi Yehuda, then he would know if Tafas HaShemishit or not, then he would know that Rabbi Yehuda would hold Kezayis Lamachar Bachutz in one statement is not a problem. Okay? And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
I'm glad that they'll test.